Have you ever noticed how the world just keeps getting like more and more diverse? I mean, it seems like it's changing everything,
Yeah.
even something as personal as therapy.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're going to deep dive on today.
Yeah.
How culture kind of shapes what happens in group therapy. And we've got this super interesting research study to help us guide our way.
I think a lot of people, when they hear this, they think, oh, this is all about therapists, needing to be culturally sensitive.
Right.
But what this research really looks at is how the group's like overall cultural dynamics actually impact whether therapy is effective.
Oh, interesting.
Like, can people actually make progress or not?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, that's what really matters, right? Like, are you getting something out of it?
Exactly.
But here's something that really surprised me in this study.
Okay.
It said that while it's good, if a group is open to discussing culture, how comfortable they feel doing so
Yeah.
didn't seem to matter as much as you might think.
Yeah, that kind of goes against a lot of common assumptions.
It does.
So let's break that down, but first we have to kind of lay some groundwork.
Okay.
This study uses something called the Multicultural Orientation Framework,
Okay.
or MCO,
MCO got it.
to look at group therapy.
Okay, so let's break down this MCO thing.
Yeah.
It's got like three main parts, right? Cultural humility, cultural comfort, and cultural missed opportunities.
Right. And the researchers who kind of came up with this framework realized that a lot of the older models for doing multicultural work in therapy were very focused on, like,
Okay.
is the therapist competent?
Right.
But they weren't really capturing what was going on in the room, like between the people. So
Interesting.
this MCO model really tries to get at that interaction.
So instead of just looking at the therapist, like, are they good at their job? They're looking at the whole group dynamic.
Exactly. And they did that in a really clever way.
How so?
So the people in the study were all clients at university counseling centers,
Okay.
and they were in these things called interpersonal process groups.
For those of us who are not therapists, what is an interpersonal process group?
Good point. So basically, it's a type of group therapy where the focus isn't so much on like a specific problem or diagnosis,
Got it.
It's more about like how people interact,
Okay.
the patterns they fall into when they're relating to each other.
Interesting.
And the idea is if you can kind of change those patterns,
Yeah.
you can change your life.
So, like, if someone tends to get really defensive in relationships, that might come out in the group.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then the therapist would kind of help them understand that and experiment with new ways of being.
I got it.
Now, this study looked at the group's overall MCO score. So,
Okay.
not just the therapist, but like how all the members were kind of interacting, culturally speaking.
So that gives you a sense of like the group climate. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like are cultural differences something that people feel okay talking about?
Right.
Or
Or is it like the elephant in the room?
exactly, are there like unspoken rules about what you can and can't bring up?
Interesting.
And what they found is that all three parts of the MCO actually correlated with a positive group experience.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that was based on a measure called the Therapeutic Factors Inventory.
What is that?
So basically, it measures how much people are experiencing things like hope, feeling connected to the group,
You okay?
being able to learn from other people's experiences, good stuff.
So if the group is high on cultural humility or comfort, or they're taking opportunities to talk about culture,
Yep.
that's like a good sign.
Right.
Uh-oh.
But this is where it gets interesting.
Okay.
When it came to whether people individually improved in therapy,
Yeah.
only two of those MCO elements mattered.
Which ones don't leave me hanging?
Okay, so cultural humility
Okay.
and seizing opportunities to discuss cultural differences,
Okay.
those were both linked to like individual progress,
Interesting.
but comfort, not so much.
But wait, wouldn't you want people to feel comfortable talking about these things?
That's what's so interesting about this finding. So here's the thing. The study measured how comfortable people felt in the group as a whole.
Okay.
It wasn't looking at their individual comfort levels around like race and ethnicity, which other studies have focused on.
Okay.
So it might be that in this particular context, like the connection just wasn't as strong,
Okay.
or it might be telling us that comfort isn't actually the most important factor when
Interesting.
it comes to making real progress in therapy. So,
Okay.
yeah.
That is fascinating.
Yeah.
This is what I keep getting stuck on. Like, if feeling totally comfortable isn't like the magic bullet,
Yeah.
what does make it easier for people to talk about culture openly in a group? Especially when you're dealing with stuff that can be sensitive or personal.
That's the million-dollar question, right? And this particular study doesn't really give us a clear answer,
Okay.
but it hints at something really important.
What's that?
the need to create a space where those conversations can happen.
So is it about trust then? Like, does the group have to kind of reach a certain level of trust before they can really get into those, like, potentially challenging conversations about culture?
I think trust is definitely key.
Okay.
You know, when people trust each other and the therapist, they're more likely to feel safe being vulnerable and sharing things that might be different from the majority of the group.
But that takes time, though, right? Like building that kind of trust. So how can a therapist even start to set that up?
Yeah.
Especially when you've got a group where everybody could be coming from totally different backgrounds.
That's a great question. One thing that can help is if the therapist is willing to be vulnerable themselves.
Oh, interesting.
You know?
Like how?
Like if they can model struggling with cultural understanding or even admit when they've made mistakes,
right,
it gives everyone else permission to do the same.
So it's like saying, hey, I don't have all the answers I'm learning to.
Exactly. It sets the tone for the whole group.
Okay.
Another important thing is creating a shared language around culture.
What do you mean by that?
It doesn't mean that everyone has to become like an expert on every culture.
Right.
But even just introducing some basic concepts and definitions can really help avoid misunderstandings and make people feel more confident that they're all kind of on the same page.
It sounds like instead of trying to avoid those conversations about culture, we should be actually like leaning into them.
Yeah.
In the right way, of course.
Right. It's about being mindful.
Yeah.
It's not like every group session needs to turn into cultural sensitivity training.
Right.
But just having this awareness that culture is always there.
It's always in the room.
Yeah, it's shaping how we see the world, how we interact, even when we're not talking about it directly.
And this research seems to say that being willing to acknowledge those differences and explore them, you know, with like curiosity and humility, that's what can make a group experience really transformative.
I think so. It's about creating a space where those differences aren't seen as like obstacles to overcome.
Like we're all the same.
But as opportunities to like learn and grow.
This is making me think this is about so much more than just therapy, right?
Yeah.
Like we're all part of so many groups, family work, our communities.
For sure.
And we're navigating all these cultural dynamics in every single one of those spaces.
All the time. Absolutely. And these principles apply everywhere.
Give me an example.
Okay, so think about like leading a team meeting.
Okay.
Or being part of some kind of community forum.
Yeah.
If you can be mindful of those dynamics, it makes a huge difference.
And it's not just about avoiding conflict either, right? Yeah. It's like when you have people from all these different backgrounds and they're bringing their ideas to the table, you come up with way more creative solutions, better decisions, stronger relationships. It's like 1 + 1 = 3.
Exactly.
I love that.
When we embrace that diversity and we approach it with curiosity instead of fear, it unlocks a whole other level of understanding and potential.
Yeah, so. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow, this deep dive has really gotten me thinking.
Yeah.
Like I'm realizing just how much culture shapes all these different parts of my life. You know, sometimes in ways I don't even realize.
It's true. We're often kind of swimming in these cultural waters without even knowing it.
Yeah.
But the more we can bring that awareness, you know, to the surface.
Yeah.
The better we can kind of navigate all those complexities.
I totally agree. But this study leaves me with so many questions, though.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Like what are those specific things that can help a group talk about culture? In a way that feels both open and respectful?
Right.
Is it about shared values? Or like having a sense of purpose that unites everybody?
Yeah.
Or is it something else entirely?
Those are such great questions. And it would be fascinating to see like more research on what creates that perfect environment for those conversations.
Yeah. I know I'm going to be paying a lot more attention to those dynamics in my own life.
Yeah.
Like the groups that I'm a part of, how we deal with those differences. And I hope our listeners will too.
Yeah.
So what can people do like in their own circles?
Yeah.
To build a little more cultural humility, a little more openness.
I think it's an ongoing process, right? There's always more to learn.
For sure.
But being willing to have those conversations, even when they're a little uncomfortable, that's a huge step in the right direction.
It's how we create a more inclusive world, right?
Exactly. One conversation at a time.
Beautifully said.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for taking this deep dive with us.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll catch you next time.